the same. It's the light of guidance and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam, Allah's peace be upon all of you. Thank you very much for joining us. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this episode, we're going to speak about crying for Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. I invite you to join us.
كربلاء لا زلت كربا وبلا ما لقي عندك يا آل المصطفى
كربلاء لا زلت كربا وبلا ما لقي عندك يا آل المصطفى كربلاء كربلاء.
Today, Tuesday, is the 25th of Muharram, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 1st of Shahrivar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 23rd of August, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Chapter Fatir, verse 32 from the Holy Quran, we listen to.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. ثم أورثنا الكتاب الذين اصطفينا من عبادنا فمنهم ظالم لنفسه ومنهم مقتصد ومنهم سابق بالخيرات بإذن الله ذلك هو الفضل الكبير.
Then we caused to inherit the book those we have chosen of our servants, and among them is he who wrongs himself, and among them is he who is moderate, and among them is he who is foremost in good deeds by permission of Allah. That inheritance is what is the great bounty.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
To inherit from the Holy Quran is a great favor of Allah. The election of Allah is wisely. Those who are inheritors of the science of the Quran, who are foremost in good works. In this holy verse, the Quran has referred to an important subject, viz. The bearers of this great heavenly book, the same ones who, after the revelation of the Quran upon the pure hearts of the Prophet, protected and preserved this luminous torch at that time and during later centuries. Weeping of the heaven and earth over Imam al-Hussein in this part. We read in a hadith, the sky wept for 40 days on the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein. Jalaluddin Suyuti writes, since the creation of the world, the heaven and the earth have cried for none else other than two men. The people ask him, do not the heaven and earth cry for mu'minin? He replied, when they are virtuous, his privileged, is linked to his status and deeds. He then asked them, if they knew how the heaven and the earth cries, the people replied in the negative. Therefore, he said, it becomes fiery and red, just as the red boiling oil. The day when Yahya ibn Zakariya was martyred, the sky had gone red and blood was dripping from it. And the sky had also got red the day Hussein was martyred.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bihi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with shedding tears in favor of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. We find that in the case of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, shedding tears is very much recommended. Please note carefully that the least aggrieved person may do is shedding tears over losing a beloved one. This is the least amount of sympathy. In the time, right after the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and up to almost the end of the Umayyad dynasty, in the time of the Umayyad dynasty, we find that people, especially Shi'is, were strongly prohibited from showing the least sympathy toward the tragic martyrdom fate of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. So we find that the least reaction was shedding tears. Based on this, we find that the fourth infallible Imam, Ali ibn al-Hussein al-Sajjad, salamullah alayhi, constantly shed tears for the tragic martyrdom of his father and the rest of the Ashura martyrs. Now we find that Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam lost his father, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, his paternal uncle, Abu al-Fazl Abbas, and his elder brother Ali ibn al-Hussein, Ali al-Akbar, and his youngest brother Ali al-Asghar. So you find that such a person who was grieved, who lost such a noble father like Imam al-Hussein on the day of Ashura, such a person wouldn't remain still, wouldn't remain silent. However, in the time of the Umayyad dynasty, it was a really critical situation. We still cannot imagine the hardships and all the afflictions imposed on the Ahlul Bayt and on the fourth infallible Imam Ali ibn al-Hussein al-Sajjad salamul alayhi after the martyrdom of his father Imam al-Hussein on Ashura. Yet in the time of the Umayyad dynasty, the least reaction was simply shedding tears. So, and as shedding tears wasn't like, for example, holding demonstrations in streets or, for example, raising slogans in open places, shedding tears was really a peaceful and non-aggressive kind of reaction and sympathetic reaction that people might express in view of the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio.
People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah.
The history and philosophy of Azza al-Hussein. The first Majlis al-Hussein was recited in the marketplace of Kufa by a lady from whose head her veil had been ripped off, whose hopes and aspirations had been destroyed on the blood-wrenched sands of Karbala, but whose indomitable spirit stepped forward to free the Islamic values from the yoke of tyranny and oppression. She was the first one to answer the call of Imam al-Hussein. Standing on her unsaddled camel, she looked at the multitude rejoicing the victory of Yazid. As soon as people saw her, they were quiet. They knew that a historic moment for Kufa had arrived. Looking straight at them, the daughter of Ali said, "Woe upon you, O people of Kufa! Do you realize which piece of Muhammad's heart you have severed, which pledge you have broken, whose blood you have shed, whose honor you have desecrated? It is not just Imam al-Hussein, whose headless body lies unburied on the sands of Karbala. It is the heart of the Holy Prophet. It is the very soul of Islam."
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Abdullah wa ala al-arwah allati halat bi fana'ik alayka minni salamullah abadan ma baqitu wa baqiya al-layl wa al-nahar wa la ja'alahu Allah akhir al-ahd min ziyaratik as-salamu ala al-husayn. وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام
The reward of attending the gatherings wherein the ordeals of Ahlul Bayt are told. Imam Reza, peace be upon him, said, "He who sits in the gathering in which our affairs and our path and aims are discussed and revived, his heart shall not die on the day of judgment when hearts shall die of fear." Similarly, Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, once said to Fudail, "Do you sit together, talk and discuss amongst yourselves?" Fudail replied, "Yes." The Imam then said, "I approved of these sittings. So keep our issue, imamate, alive. May Allah exhibit mercy on those who revive our issue and mission." سید عباس رضویان.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیک یا ابا عبدالله. Peace and salutations upon you, O master of martyrs, یا سید الشهداء. We talked about benefiting from زیارت عاشوراء. Brothers and sisters, we talked about living a good life, living a very happy life, having سعادت, having felicity. We talked about managing our pains. We talked about being able to, from Ashura, manage our pains and inshallah maximize our joys, our spiritual joys. This is happiness. This is the definition of happiness. With spirituality comes great joy, we talked about. And this is the other side of ubudiyat. The effect of ubudiyat, the effect of worshiping God and following Imam Hussein, following the Prophet of Islam and following Imam Hussein, we learn that it also has effects. And when you think, when you want to have ultimate joy, whenever you think that God gives you trials and tribulations because you are His servant and He is testing you, you lean into your difficulties. You say, "Allah has tested me, therefore let me pass this test." Then when Allah gives you pleasures, when Allah gives you a good life, you are worshiping Him, you are an abd of Him, you are a slave of Him, and you begin to fulfill things, your entire life becomes full of joy and full of nur and light because you are now His abd. Your entire life becomes, what does Allah, how is Allah pleased? What does He want from me? What is His command? What does He not want from me? What does He want me to stay away from? And this brings for you great joy that I am a slave of God. I am happy that I'm following his commands. This is why I have been created, to do taslim.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Keep us in your prayers and morning gatherings. Fi amanillah.
Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.